often find myself embracing the words of St. Paul, what will separate us from the love of Christ? I have shared with the cathedral, and it's going online, so you may know, but 3.5 years ago, after I got the call from the Holy Father to become your bishop, I got super sick and was actually put into the hospital for a month. And that's why I missed my ordination date even, so we had to postpone it and eventually was ordained your bishop. But I have to admit, this particular reading from St. Paul figured in to that month in a very big way for me, personally. And the words that he spoke, what will separate us from the love of Christ, kept echoing. Every day, as the nurse came in and I had IVs and stuff everywhere, wasn't able to eat for a month. I mean, it was bad. It got to a point where I almost, I actually did say, okay, Lord, which side of the grass do you want me on? I'm open. So, will hunger, will distress, will illness, will being close to death separate me from the love of Christ? That became the question. And as, of course, you know, God answered the question I have, which side of the grass you want me on? I'm here. So he made that decision, obviously. But the other part was drawing me into that love relationship with him in a tremendously deep way, a personal way, a way saying, when you get well, leave nothing in the bag. When you celebrate Mass, all out. When you're with the people, all out. When you're praying, all out and completely open to Him. And that's really what God is calling each of us to this morning. That no matter what's going on in our lives, He's saying to us, I love you so much that I draw you into that personal relationship, that intimate relationship where there's nothing hidden. It's all light of faith. It's all light of hope. And it's all especially light of love in Jesus Christ. That's really what enables us to come to be around this altar at this moment. And this is where we celebrate the gospel, the good news that Jesus lived among us, suffered, died, was buried, and rose from the dead. I mean, that's it. That's us. That's the call that we have been given. That's the call I was given in the hospital, literally rising from the dead, to be your bishop. But even more, he gives us himself right here. And so that invites us, in the spirit of what can separate us from the love of Christ, to be with the people of the Gospel of St. Matthew. And they experience something wonderful. Jesus performing a miracle, for they were hungry. They look like sheep without a shepherd. And they needed him. And he came to them personally and broke the bread, broke the fish, gave it to them. And the scriptures tell us they were all satisfied. And they collected 12 baskets of fragments, which symbolizes the 12 tribes of Israel. That's us. That's us. He's performed that miracle for us. And so as we gather around this altar, he says to us personally, I will be present in my body and my blood. As the bread and wine are lifted up to heaven, heaven meets the bread and wine. Jesus, risen from the dead, the one who has fed the 5,000, feeds us here at this altar. He loves us that much. He cares for that much. And he wants that kind of personal experience for us, personal relationship with us. For just as the wine and the bread are changed into his body and blood, and we receive it into our body and blood, he becomes one with us. He who is risen from the dead becomes one with us. Wow. That's the gift of priesthood. I shared with the cathedral crowd that the very first time I celebrated Mass after getting out of the hospital, it was in tears. It was in tears. Because I wasn't able to celebrate the Mass. In fact, I couldn't even receive communion for a month. And the priest you have here has given his life to Christ. Father Bart will celebrate at this altar, and he'll celebrate at the altar at St. Paul's in Tyler Town. And through him, as your priest, he will bring you the risen Lord Jesus Christ in all of the sacraments, but especially at this altar and the altar at St. Paul's. And so in a very special way, called together as a community of faith, I invite you to enter into this Eucharist with him as a parish. And to share in this Eucharist so that as he receives the body and blood of Jesus Christ and you receive the body and blood of Jesus Christ, you may be one in this community of faith. And yes, there are going to be moments of disagreement, and yes, there are going to be moments when you're going to want to pull your hair out, those of us that still have hair, okay? But it's still a call to be one together in faith. Especially as we answer the question, what will separate us from the love of Christ? Nothing and no one. For we know his love personally in our lives. We know he's with us right now to love us into being as a faith community under the guidance of your pastor. Pray for him that he may continue to be a sign of Christ, and pray for me that as I go out throughout the whole diocese, I also may be a sign of Christ Jesus risen from the dead. Amen.